This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 13, 2026. Gigi's acquisition of Bangladesh's Bikroi is a significant move, showing how African-founded platforms are using acquisition-led expansion to go beyond the continent. This deal is about Gigi expanding its reach, but it's also a story about the physical infrastructure that makes such expansions possible. Think data centers, fiber routes, and logistics. For builders and operators, the implication is that they need to think about the physical grid that underpins their digital ambitions and how they can leverage such infrastructure to support their growth, which brings us back to the question of which markets will let data centers self-generate and sell surplus to the grid. As we look at the funding landscape, it's clear that African angel investors are paying closer attention to agritech, with agriculture and agritech now the top sector preference for African angel networks. This shift in focus is interesting, given the broader funding pressures in the sector, and it highlights the importance of debt funding in supporting working capital or asset books in businesses with proven margins. For investors, the implication is that they need to look beyond equity and consider debt funding as a way to support scalable businesses, but only when the debt funds working capital or asset books in businesses with proven margins. The Africa Forward Summit in Nairobi is putting AI, infrastructure, and capital at the center of Africa's next investment partnerships, which is consistent with our read at Tech Cocoon that infrastructure first is non-negotiable for AI deployments. The summit's focus on energy, logistics, and financing reform is a recognition that AI is a deployment economic story, not a frontier research story, and that the strongest near-term use cases share a pattern of scarce human expertise, high volume, and tolerable error with human oversight. For builders, the implication is that they need to think about the boring substrate of connectivity, devices, and digitized records that underpin AI deployments, which raises the question of who pays for the digitization that AI deployment presupposes. Bleagly's win of the $1 million Milken Motsepe Prize for its AI-powered waste recycling solution is a great example of how African climate tech founders are using AI and automation to solve physical infrastructure problems. This is a story about the cost of expertise, infrastructure, and distribution, and how AI can replace or augment these constraints. For operators, the implication is that they need to think about what the AI replaces and what that cost before, which is why we always ask, what does the AI replace? And what did that cost before? And it's a question that we'll continue to explore as we look at more AI-powered solutions in the future. That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayaza.